Calling God insulting Allah. I can provide you with a detailed understanding for your presentation regarding the Islamic perspective on nature, immortality, and the distinction from classical mythology. Let's explore these concepts in the context of Islamic theology, nature as a creation of Allah. In Islamic theology, nature is not considered divine but rather a creation of Allah. The Quran explicitly emphasizes that everything in the heavens and the earth, including nature, is created by Allah. Nature is a reflection of Allah's creative power and wisdom. Tawhid and the uniqueness of Allah, Tawhid, the oneness of Allah, is a fundamental concept in Islam. Allah is considered unique and incomparable, and there is nothing in creation that resembles Him. Nature, being a part of creation, is distinct from Allah and does not possess divine attributes. Immutability of Allah, Allah, in Islamic theology, is eternal and immutable. Unlike created beings, Allah is not subject to change, decay, or mortality. Allah is beyond the limitations of time and space, and His existence is not bound by the constraints of the natural world. Rejection of anthropomorphism. Islam strictly rejects anthropomorphism, which attributes human-like qualities to God. Allah is transcendent and does not share human characteristics, needs, or limitations. This extends to the rejection of any similar attribution to nature. Gods of classical mythology, distinction from Allah, classical mythology often depicts gods with human-like attributes, personalities, and flaws. In contrast, Allah in Islam is beyond human comprehension and does not possess the imperfections or limitations associated with mythological deities. Myths, fables, and fictitious stories, Islamic theology distinguishes between divine revelation and human narratives. While the Quran contains stories of prophets and historical events, it asserts the truth of these narratives as divine revelation, distinct from myths, fables, or fictitious tales. Allegorical versus literal interpretation. Islamic scholars often distinguish between allegorical and literal interpretations of Quranic narratives. While acknowledging the symbolic and moral lessons in certain stories, the core beliefs are rooted in the reality of divine guidance. The Quranic perspective on creation. The Quran describes the creation of the heavens and the earth as deliberate acts of Allah's will. It emphasizes the order, purpose, and design in creation as manifestations of Allah's wisdom, knowledge, and power. Nature as a sign of Allah. The Quran refers to nature as ayah, which means a sign or evidence of Allah's existence and attributes. Muslims are encouraged to reflect on the natural world as a means to recognize the greatness and majesty of the Creator. Unity of worship in Islam. Islam calls for the worship of the one true God, Allah, without partners or intermediaries. Nature, as a creation, is not to be worshipped, and Muslims direct their worship exclusively to Allah. We can emphasize the clarity in Islamic theology regarding the nature of Allah, the distinction between the Creator and the created, and the rejection of mythological attributions to the divine. Additionally, highlighting the Quranic perspective on creation and the role of nature as signs of Allah's existence can provide a comprehensive understanding of the Islamic worldview. Allah eternal existence, not God. Indeed, the immutability of Allah is a foundational concept in Islamic theology, emphasizing the unchanging and eternal nature of the Almighty. Let's delve deeper into this principle, eternal existence. Allah is described as being eternal, having existed before the creation of time and space. The Quran asserts the timeless nature of Allah, stating that He is the first and the last. This means that Allah has no beginning or end. Immutable attributes. The attributes of Allah are unchanging and do not undergo any alteration. Allah's knowledge, wisdom, mercy, and other attributes are perfect and eternal. Unlike created beings, Allah's attributes are not subject to modification or development. Beyond the constraints of time and space, Allah is not bound by the limitations of time and space. The human understanding of time, with its past, present, and future, does not apply to Allah. His existence transcends any temporal framework, and He is not confined to a particular location in space. Unaffected by change or decay, created beings undergo change, decay, and eventual mortality. In contrast, Allah is free from any form of alteration. The Quran states, "Everything upon the earth will perish, but the face of your Lord will remain full of majesty and glory." This emphasizes the enduring nature of Allah's existence. Independence from creation, Allah's immutability also underscores His independence from the natural world and creation. While everything in the universe is contingent and dependent on Allah, Allah Himself is self-sufficient and unaffected by the changes in His creation. Divine immutability in worship, the unchanging nature of Allah is a source of reassurance for believers. When Muslims turn to Allah in worship, they do so with the understanding that Allah's attributes are consistent and reliable. This provides a stable foundation for devotion and trust in the divine. Consistency in divine decree, Allah's immutability is reflected in His divine decree. The plan of Allah for the universe, including human destiny, is unchanging. This provides a sense of purpose and order in the grand design of creation. Eternal guidance, the Quran, considered the eternal and unaltered word of Allah, is a manifestation of His immutability in guidance. The guidance provided in the Quran is timeless and universally applicable, reflecting the unchanging wisdom of the Creator. The concept of Allahad, one of the names of Allah is Allahad, emphasizing His absolute oneness and uniqueness. This oneness extends to His unchanging nature, which remains constant and unaffected by external influences. Reflection in Islamic theology, Islamic scholars and theologians have extensively discussed and affirmed the immutability of Allah in various theological treatises. The emphasis on this concept helps shape the understanding of Allah's transcendence and perfection in Islamic thought. In summary, the immutability of Allah is a cornerstone of Islamic theology, highlighting the eternal, unchanging, and transcendent nature of the Creator. This concept serves as a source of comfort, guidance, and devotion for Muslims, fostering a profound understanding of Allah's majesty and perfection.